Cape Talk. Sarah Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at @ThisIsSJKing.
All right, so I've been fairly unkind about it all morning, and I shouldn't have been because I haven't seen it. But Vicky has given the movie that Gail is going to review this morning 6.5 out of 10 and called it mindless fun. It's called Ticket to Paradise. It stars Julia Roberts and George Clooney. Let's take a listen.
I'm sorry. I think your things are in my seat.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
In 4 days' time...
Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met in Bali, millions of miles from home.
I just really want to kiss you.
It's like I looked up for the first time and realized everything I ever wanted was right in front of me.
She's throwing her career away.
Just like her mother did, so I'm the only one who can stop her. She doesn't listen to him.
Champagne!
Oh, 2, please.
Just leave the bottle. Thank you.
I won't let her throw her life away. We need to trick her into dumping him. As much as this will pain us both, we have to call a truce to make this work.
It'd be a lockstep.
Gail, is it as awful as the trailer would dictate? Go.
It's not awful. No.
Oh,
it's very pedestrian.
Right.
But I have to say that Julia Roberts and George Clooney have good chemistry. So, look, it's pretty, nothing unexpected is going to happen. So anyone expecting anything unexpected will be sorely disappointed. But I have to say that as a guilty pleasure, I did enjoy seeing the two of them on screen. This is their 5th movie together.
Yes.
Julia Roberts and George Clooney. And they do get on with it very well. Look, it's a completely unrealistic premise. Their daughter goes to Bali on holiday with her best friend, wanders round a corner, meets a seaweed farmer, falls madly in love with him and is going to marry him. And her parents, who have raised her since she was about 5, but seem to not see much of each other, which is impossible. So there's lots of impossibilities and silliness. And all in all, it really is. It's for fans. I wouldn't say they're trying to draw in a new generation or anything, or trying to move the needle on anything. Basically, it's the two of them having a lot of fun in a very. It's sort of set in Bali, but it was filmed in Queensland, Australia, which is interesting. But it's very beautiful to look at. It really is lovely. The two of them have good chemistry, but no, it's not earth shattering. I would agree with Vicky that about 6, 6.5 is probably
generous.
Where it deserves to sit. But it is lovely to see Julia Roberts, who I'm a big fan of, and George Clooney. So I'm a bit of a sucker for it. And I did enjoy, you know, also it's a couple of hours when you're supposed to sit in the dark and just kick back and take the pressure off. So for those looking for that, then I would say go for it. And if you're a fan, but no, it's not earth shattering.
I'm a fan of Julia Roberts. I'm big, big, big fan of hers. I like in the funny stuff, in the serious stuff, dramatic stuff. The same can't be said of Mr. Clooney. I don't know. He's just, I've never particularly warmed him on screen. What are the other, are they all the Oceans movies that they've been in together?
They were in Oceans, obviously, 11 and 12.
Yeah.
And then they were in Money Monster together, which was that hostage drama. And then they were in that brilliant Confessions of a Dangerous Mind with Sam Rockwell.
Money Monster.
So those are, yes.
Remind me of
so
that.
So those are them. Yes, that's the one where he was a financial
TV
sort of guru.
I take back what I said. That was a brilliant movie. I take it back,
yeah,
George.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I take it back. He's a big fan of the show. I take it back. That was brilliant. Absolutely love that. Okay. All right. I might give it a go then. I might give it a go. 6.5.
That was easy.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
I know. Talk about not holding to my principles. All right. George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Ticket to Paradise, 6.5 out of 10. Thank you, Gail.
Bye. Easy one.